emazini akhe uthi uhulumende wakhe ulohlelo lokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ukuze amabhizinisi aqhube umsebenzi kakuhle, njalo leyo mali yaphandle izaphathisa amakhampani afuna ukuthenga impahla zokusebenza zaphandle kwelizwe. Umnangagwa uthi ibhanga elikhulu lesizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lenelise ukuvumelana nenhlanganiso ezikweletisa imali ezithile.
My government, through the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, has negotiated a number of foreign exchange facilities amounting to US$700 million.
Uhulumende wami esebenza le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe usekhulumelane lenhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ezivume ukusinika imali engafika US$500 million ezaqeda udubo lemali yaphandle elizweni. Enye yaleyo mali izaqala ukuthelwa kunkonomi kuyonale iviki.
Umnangagwa uqhubeke wathembisa uZulu ukuthi imali yama-bond note izaqhubeka isebenza okwesikhathi size sifike isikhathi esiqondileyo sokuthi ilizwe libe nemali yalo. Lokhu kungemva kokuba umphathi intambo wezemali lomnotho welizwe umnumzana Mthuli Ncube ethe ilizwe sokumele libe nemali yalo. Umnangagwa uphinde wathi iPhalamende le kufanele isebenze gadalala ekuqedeni ukuswela lenkohlakalo kuziphatha amandla zikahulumende zezamakhampani azimele wodwa osekubulele ilizwe. Uthe uzaqondisa imithetho etshiyeneyo ekhangelene lokuthuthukisa indlela uhulumende wakhe aziphatha ngayo kanye lokuvula amagagasi kumakampani afuna ukusakaza. Lokhu kubuya ngesikhathi imithetho ebona ukusakaza elizweni ingcindezela labo abafuna ukuvula amakampani okusakaza kanye lokusebenza kwentatheli zindaba zikhululekile. Uphinde wakhuthaza amakampani kahulumende afana ne-NRZ, CSC, GMB ukuthi sokumele asebenze ezimele, hatshi ukuthemba usekelo lwemali kahulumende.
Usually, state-owned enterprises have an obligation to operate profitably and cannot continue to be a burden to the fiscus.
Amankampani kahulumende akhuthazwa ukuthi asebenze ezimele wodwa, ngakho engaqhubekeli phambili ephiwa usizo lwemali kahulumende. Sizathatha isinqumo esathathwa yikhabhinethi sokuthi kwehliswe inani lamankampani kahulumende ukwenzela ukuthi uhulumende anelise ukulondoloza lawo mankampani.
Isikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo le-MDC umnumzana Jacob Mafume uthe uhulumende wezanupief akanawo amandla okwenelisa ukuguquka inotho elizweni njengoba kunye obulala umnotho welizwe. Uphinde wathi lokho kuthiwa umnangagwa indlela yokuvala uZulu amehlo ngoba awuthoyo ayisiko akwenzayo.
Even in the speech you cannot pick the direction. There is no consensus with the government as to what are the priorities are. They are talking about
ngumbiko abawukhulumileyo namhlanje uyazibonela ukuthi akuqondakali lokhu akutshoyo. Bakhuluma ngokuthi bafuna ukuqeda ukufela, kodwa siyazi ukuthi abaqinisanga kulokhu. Bakhuluma ngokufinyeza uhulumende, kodwa bathatha abantu abangazi umsebenzi kupolitiko. Amabhizinisi amaningi agcwele la maphepha kwamalayisensi abawabhadaliswayo ukuthi benelise ukusebenza. Yonke into ibuthaniswe eHarare, yikho iHarare ilokuxokozela kwamahhofisi kahulumende.
Kunjalo nje amalunga edayela ephalamende ebandla le-MDC alayensi atshengisele ukungahloniphi umnangagwa ngokuphuma edayela ephalamende ngesikhathi lapho eqalisa ukubala umbiko wakhe wezimo zelizwe or State of the Nation address. Unkosikazi Ntombathemba Ndlovu we-MDC alayensi uthe lokhu bakwenzele ukutshengisela ukungamamukeli ubukhokheli bukamnangagwa ngokuqila akwenzayo ukukhetha lwedluleyo. Ukuvula kwedale lephalamende ngumnangagwa namhlanje kutho ukuqalisa komsebenzi wephalamende lesishiyagalolunye ikhangelelo lohlelo azibalisileyo ezifana nokuqondisa imithetho yezenelisa ukuthuthukisa impilo zabantu. Ngibele isithu 7 Harare, Nkosi Mbhede.